Hello everyone. My name is Nitish. I work as a scientific software engineer at Aliander. I'm also a developer at the Power Grid Model project, on which I'm going to give a talk now. So it is a high-performance distribution grid power system analysis library. And the next slide.
Oh, it's not plugged in.
It's not plugged in. Oh, that's maybe why.
Oh.
No magic. Now give it a try. Hey, boom.
And yes. So in this presentation, I'm gonna mention why do we need this project? How did we come across building this? So what does the library do? And how does it perform compared to other solutions that are already available in this space? And how do we use this within Aliander, which is a Dutch DSO, for its own products and applications? There's also some talk about open source, since we are open source and we would like new contributors as well. In a traditional way, up until a few years ago at least, the power system analysis used to happen within the DSOs, TSOs in this way. The electrical engineers would usually have some data files where they run the calculation in a GUI-focused software where we have built-in presets for running the calculation, and we get only certain results, and then we make decisions on whether to add a new transformer, add a new cable, and such components within the grid or not. If the grid can handle more solar panels, if the grid can handle more EVs or not, was done using this way. But now with the new smart meters and EVs and renewable energy, we have to do a lot more. And for that, we have to have all of the data of the smart meters, which is in a really huge volume in a database, where also lies our topology and electrical parameters. And then we cannot just use a preset of the calculation method. So we have to have some customization available over there, and then we have to do the calculations in the cloud, because these calculations are in the set of millions now, because we are trying to simulate the entire year, for example, of time series, and the volume increases a lot. So why did we decide to make this, and what makes a good power system analysis library? So around I think 2018 or so, Aliander faced a problem where we were not able to do this using any of the open source software or the commercial software. We faced these pain points actually, and then we decided to make the library which are focused on around them. So we needed a well-defined software API. That's because we want this calculation library to be part of a really bigger application which does a lot of things apart from just calculations. And we also wanted this library to be cross-platform and scalable, so that we can use it within the cloud. And of course, since the volume is in millions, high performance and parallelization was needed. Otherwise, you might have to wait for a month or so to get results, which is not adequate, and if it's in cloud, it costs you money as well. That was in 2018, by the way, and after that, at that point, Power Grid Model was InnerSource within Aliander. We had some applications in 2000, in 21. Then we made it open source at around 22. And we do have a lot of applications now, which I'll cover soon enough. What the library does? So it does some calculations, especially the power flow calculations, state estimation, and short circuit calculations for both single phase and three phase grids. We have many algorithms with which we can do this. And these sum up the calculation functionalities in a really short way. We have a huge focus on the software side of the library because of the pain points that we did mention before. So we have a native shared memory multi-threading, and that enables us to do the parallelization for batches and in as many cores as possible when we do deploy it in the cloud. And yes, the implementation is in C++. And the API for the users is in Python if they wish to use it. And it's well documented. It's quite stable. And then we have the binaries available in PyPy and Anaconda for the ConDoForge. And we have support for Windows, Linux, and Mac OS, all three of them. And since making this library is not just enough, we have to show that these calculations are actually correct as well. And for that, we have done the validation of the library against some theoretical hand calculations at the start. Then Vision and Kaya, which are commercial softwares, and also Power Factory, we validated the library against them, and Panda Power, which is another open source library. So we validated against these softwares, and then we use them as a reference for each new revision of Power Grid model. So it's part of our CI pipeline. If any of the new features do not comply with it, it won't. Yeah, that should not be merged then. How does it perform compared to other libraries? Because there are a lot of libraries within this domain. We have some more presentations now as well about them, and each one has its own specific plus point. And the plus point of Power Grid model is its performance. For the performance benchmark, the link is in the presentation if you wish to do the benchmark yourself. We try to compare it with Panda Power and OpenDSS to get an idea of how it performs. And we found that the performance in case of Panda Power is almost 20 times of their calculation, which was a huge boost and will really help in doing these calculations much faster. So these were the symmetrical calculations, and the asymmetrical calculations is where Power Grid model shines as well, because we as a distribution, when it started as a distribution analysis library within Aleander, this was really needed at that point. So the Newton-Raphson for Panda Power is around 100 times, and with OpenDSS, we have to compare it with iterative current that was 4 times faster than that library. We have data convergence as well, because we don't have the best data model to store it, and hence we have convergence to SIM and other softwares that are used for power system analysis. SIM because we can then integrate with other applications throughout this ecosystem. And we currently use it within 10 plus applications within Aleander. So it's a mature project at a production grade, and there are many applications. Grid planning, automatic network design, monitoring asset allocation and congestion management. Since I do have some time, within automatic network design, for example, we try to forecast what the effect of the grid based on the EV growth will happen in the coming 30, 40 years, EV growth and the solar panels. And based on that, we simulate this, and then we identify the bottleneck, add the cable, run the simulation again, and in this automatic way, we design the whole network. That's what this application does. There are actually multiple congestion management applications as well. So one is the active one with which we do real-time congestion management. We take in the measurements from the previous 48 hours and predict if there's going to be a congestion in the coming 48 hours based on any planned maintenance, if there is any. And the other type of congestion management that we also do, not present here, it's on the assessing the measurements of the entire year of this past year, and then what would be the congestion in the coming year. And based on that, we might offer new contracts to our customers, because Netherlands, the grid in Netherlands is highly congested right now. We have a lot of people waiting for new connections, but we can't add them. And hence, Power Grid model really helps in making all of these calculations. For the open source, you can just use the library and provide feedback. That's a great contribution in itself. Report any bugs as well. That's really helpful too. And you can also do the validation for the library with any test cases of the 80 cases that I mentioned. You can provide more and validate the library. You can improve if you have an idea for a new way to make the API, you can suggest that too. Or you can also add new algorithms and make the code more efficient in the C++ code. That's also possible. We have a good first issues, list of good first issues within the repository too, if you wish to have a look. So we have few partners. There are DSOs, TSO, research institutions, universities, and other open source projects as well. Who do use them? Some of the DSOs, do use them. Alianda does have those products, as well as SynXis and Stellin are also trying to add it to their operations. That's all from me. Do we have any questions? Oh. Yeah.
Hello, thank you so much. This looks really, really, really cool. I have one question. If I am running a project, hello, Chris Adams, Green Web Foundation. If I am I've got a new project on to build a big solar farm or put like a 100 megawatt data center campus somewhere. Can I use this to model how I might integrate with your grid to say, this is why you should let me build here? Or possibly, this is what is going to be the implication if we keep growing at this pace?
Yes, definitely. So we do some calculations on our side if we can, we would be able to, Alianda does it on its side, if it can integrate the customer. On the side of the producer does it so it can identify if it's profitable to make this investment or not. If it's gonna be, what would be the ROI in the coming years based on what the grid looks like. That's definitely what the producers still do, and they do use the model over there.
Hi, Peter Dudfield from Open Climate Fix. Thank you for the talk. How did you say some other TSOs have used this? And how? And if they have, how have they? Have you had any feedback from them, and how they found it?
Well, I said that they are